Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. This is the reading of God's word. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you will bless the preaching of your word, that you will grant us an ear to hear your word. Let us hear your word and let our faith grow. And with that faith, let us witness Jesus Christ in all aspects of our lives. And Father, through your word, let us see what your Son has done and what he has accomplished for us. And through your word, let us have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that you will be with the person who is preaching your word, that he would preach it correctly, and that you will be with all of us who are hearing your word, that we may hear, we may believe, and we may obey to bring glory and honor to you. We thank you, and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me read to you verse 20 again. And through him, meaning Jesus Christ, to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. See, after our God created the heavens and the earth, he saw it. And the Bible says that it was good. When he created man, he said it was very good. See, God did not create this whole universe with sin. It was perfect world, complete order, complete harmony, complete consistency and accord, complete unity and peace. But as you know, Adam sinned, and sin destroyed this order. See, for example, God told Adam not to eat of that fruit. And God told Adam and Eve to rule over all the animals. So that was order. God, then it was husband, then it was wife, then it was animal. But sin destroyed this order. That's why Satan went to a snake, animal. And he came to Eve. Rather than Eve obeying God's order to rule this animal, she obeys this animal. Then she goes to her husband. Again, the order is broken. Adam obeys Eve when she asks him to sin with her. So that all of them sin against God. Do you see it? Sin destroyed this order, perfect order that God has put in. And even now, what the world wants to do is to destroy this order. So we don't have this God-given order in the family anymore. Not in the society anymore. Not even in the church anymore. Yeah. That's what sin does. So complete disobedience of the will of God. Through sin, unity, peace, and order are destroyed. No more peace, but chaos, discord, and enmity. chaos and enmity within self and with others and with the creation. So we see in the Bible, very first sin, brother killing a brother. There's enmity with others. And with the creation, we see thus diseases, earthquakes, and flood. But more importantly, no peace with God. His people became his enemy. Romans chapter 1 verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. God says in Romans that even now the wrath of God is being poured out to this world. But rather than sinners seeing those things and causing them to repent of their sins, no, they hate God more and more. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 through 19, after sin came in, then to Adam God said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it, cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This was the result of sin. So now, toil, suffering. Not only Adam and Eve fell in sin, and now they find themselves under God's wrath, the whole creation is under God's wrath and curse. And that's what you need to realize when you look at this world, even physical world is under God's curse right now. That's not how God created this world. But look at it now. There are all kinds of diseases and all kinds of things that is harmful to us. The salvation of our God that our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished for us brings peace, not only between God and His people, but also peace between God and the new heavens and new earth, and peace between His people and the new heavens and new earth. In Revelation chapter 23, verse 3a, we see a description of heaven. And it says there will no longer be any curse. No more curse of God in heaven. Peace between God and His people. God recreates His people in Jesus Christ. The old man, the old self dies, and His people are resurrected to a new man, a new self. And the first creation is completely destroyed, and God's people are given the new heavens and the new earth. And in that glorious place, God has perfect peace with His people and the new heavens and the new earth. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10b says the same thing in this way. The summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. As Jesus Christ as the head, all things are summed up in Him. All things are subject to His rule. Thus forever and ever in that eternal heaven, there will be perfect peace, perfect harmony, perfect order, and perfect unity. Complete and perfect reconciliation. And that's what our verse tells us, that through Jesus Christ, God reconciled all things to himself. And when I say all things, I'm not talking about non-Christians and this visible, physical world. It tells us then that there was no peace until our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished that peace. See, this whole false understanding that God loves everybody, the whole human race. Yes, there is in a way that God loves everybody because God will send, you know, rain to everyone, whether you're Christians or not. God will shine, you know, sunlight, whether you're Christians or you are not. So yes, there's a way that God loves everybody, but we're talking about salvation love. You know, when I show Romans 9, it actually says that God hated Esau. And you know, so many people, they're shocked. What? God hates Esau? God actually hates some person? Yes. There's no peace until our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished that peace. All mankind fell in sin and became God's enemy. Constant rebellion against God and His will. Even many of angels also fell in sin and rebelling against God, Satan and his followers. And this physical world is also under God's curse. Without salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, without salvation of our gracious God, this earth is nothing but a massive graveyard. That's what this earth is all about. Oh, Pastor, why do you always look at things negatively? No, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not looking at anything positive or negative. I'm just telling you that how it is. The sinners are the enemies of God. We too were the enemies of God. See, the word reconciliation, what does it mean? It means these enemies becoming now friends. That's what reconciliation really means. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only this, but we also exalt in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. We were enemies of God. And again, I show this to some people and they were shocked. Even Christians, they said, I was never enemy of God. But the Bible says we were. Yeah. But not anymore. Because Jesus Christ has accomplished this reconciliation. Now, in order for the reconciliation to be accomplished, first, the wrath of God must be appeased. Propitiation. That's the word. Appeasing of God's wrath. And Jesus Christ is the propitiation. Because when Jesus died on that cross, He bore our sins, and God complete wrath of God was pouring down upon Jesus Christ. You and I, we cannot even imagine the suffering that he went through on the cross. The eternal punishment of hell for all of his people put together, and it was pouring down upon Jesus Christ when he died on that cross.
That's right.
So that his wrath is appeased now. There is no more wrath of God left for you and for me.
Thank you.
Romans chapter 3 verse 25, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. And in order for the reconciliation to be accomplished, not only his wrath must be appeased, but God's justice must be satisfied. And in Jesus Christ, that justice of God is completely satisfied. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. On the cross, Jesus was cursed. The same curse that you and I deserve.
That's right.
Jesus received. And justice, God's justice, was now fully satisfied, because the wage of sin is death. And our just God has to punish the sin. And he does on the cross. In order for the reconciliation to be accomplished, the wage of sin must be paid. And the wage of sin is eternal death. Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 6, but he was pierced through for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities. And chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Our sins he bore. And bearing our sins, he was punished. He was paying for our sins. He was paying for the penalty of our sins. Let me read you our passage once again. And through him, Jesus, to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. It says the reconciliation is accomplished through the precious blood of his cross, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through his death on the cross. Leviticus chapter 3 is about the peace offerings of the Old Testament. Peace offerings. That offering was for the peace between God and his people, and peace among his people. The blood of the animal is sprinkled. It pointed to the perfect sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. His cross, then, is the perfect peace offering. Thus, in Jesus Christ, only in Jesus Christ, we read Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have peace with God. God is not angry at you right now. God actually delights in you because of Christ, of course. There's peace between God and you. You are His friend. And He accepts you as such. No more wrath, no more curse, but peace. But only in Jesus Christ. Our verse says, and in Jesus Christ, all things are reconciled to God. Not just His people, but the new heavens and new earth. And through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross, through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Heaven is the place where there is perfect peace and rest and safety, harmony, order, and unity. Harmony and unity and peace within oneself and with God and with the new heavens and new earth and with our brothers and sisters and God with the new heavens and new earth. Whatever the relationship that you could talk about in heaven, there's peace. Perfect peace. You know, in heaven, you and I will never disagree. Never. There's no reason to fight or argue. Perfect peace.
Amen.
Whatever you desire is the desires of God.
Amen.
Can you just think about that?
Amen.
That anything that you desire in your heart, it will be the same as the desires that God would have. Perfect peace. Everything is summed up in Jesus Christ. All are in subjection under Jesus Christ. All will perfectly obey our God. All will perfectly obey His will. This is what true order, true peace is all about.
Amen.
That we and everything else that we know will obey God's will. That reality has already been accomplished for us. That you belong there. You are the citizens of that place where everything, everyone obeys God perfectly. See, whenever we sin, whenever we disobey God, we're witnessing the contrary to what Christ has accomplished. We're showing to the world as if there's no peace between God and us. That we are still disobeying, we are still rebelling against God. That should not be our lives. If you truly believe what our Bible says, the passage that we read, that all things are reconciled to God, that you are reconciled to God, then you will realize that it is contrary to the reality that you possess when you sin.
That's right.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to Him? All authorities, all angels and powers, they're obeying God. Obeying Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee is bowed and every tongue confesses that Jesus is God and Lord. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22, which He brought about in Christ When he raised him, raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Look at the picture of heaven. Jesus, after he completes, he accomplishes salvation for his people perfectly and completely, he sits down at the right hand of God and everything, everyone is under his feet, obeying and confessing that he is God and he is the Lord. We eagerly wait for that day when this will be visible.
Amen.
And when that happens, when you see Jesus sitting on the throne, and when you see everyone, everything obeying and confessing, all the problems you think you have in your life right now, what will those things be on that day?
Amen.
We, with joy, just endure. Because that day is coming. And it's not about us. It's not about solving my everyday problem. No, it's about Christ. It's about me worshiping and serving this Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I lost where I am. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him, but now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. It says that God has put all things in subjection under Jesus' feet, but at the same verse, it also says, but we do not see him, we do not yet see all things subjected to him. See, both are true at this time. Everything is subjected to him, and yet we don't see it yet. Just like everything else that Christ has accomplished. First, he does it spiritually, then he will do it physically. Visibly. But you have to believe. Even as you see things going around the world and you say, I don't see everything being subject under his feet. But you have to believe that it is so. It's just not visibly consummated yet.
Amen.
And even those things that seemingly not subjected to his rule, you will see that they are. Let me read that to you again. You have put all things in subjection under his feet, for in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now you do not yet see all things subjected to him. But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
Amen.
This is our eternal reality of heaven that has already been accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ, not yet visible but spiritually already accomplished. When Jesus Christ comes back to gather us into his kingdom, all this will be visibly consummated.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the picture of heaven.
Amen.
You see, everything in heaven worships our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because He is God, and He accomplished and alone has accomplished the salvation of His people.
Hallelujah.
You know, we want to go to heaven not just because it's a good place for us. It is. But this is what we want to see, that everything will bow down to Jesus, that every tongue will confess Jesus, that Jesus alone will receive all the glory, honor, and power.
Yes, yes.
That is our desire. And as a people of God who desire this, we try to witness that reality through our lives here on earth. So that whatever we do every day, that's what we desire. That through whatever you do, that Jesus will receive all the glory and honor and power. Because that is the reality, the forever reality that has already been accomplished. That's why the last verse that we looked at last week, God's purpose is that Jesus will have the first place in everything. That's why God reconciles with His people and with the new heavens and new earth. You know, our eternal home, heaven, there is no more chaos, no more curse, no more discord or enmity, no more rebellion against God and His will. Like I said many times, perfect peace, order, and unity. And all the evil forces that is against God will be completely, perfectly, forever destroyed. They will be thrown down to hell, the lake of fire, forever and ever. Revelation 20 verse 10 and 14 through 15. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire, brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. All the evil forces that is against God and rebelling against God right now, they refuse to receive Jesus Christ, refuse to bow down to Him and confess Him as Lord and Savior. They will all be thrown down to lake of fire. So that in that glorious place, it will be perfect peace and unity and harmony.
Yes.
This is God's will.
Yes.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 through 13. Looking for and hasting the day of the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt and with intense heat. But according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells. Thus only heaven and its residents remain, and all are reconciled unto God. The perfect peace and order and unity that our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished through His death on the cross. We must understand our lives here on earth in terms of eagerly waiting for this reality to be visibly consummated. What do you look forward to in your life? Nothing wrong with looking forward for your kids to grow up and make their own living and doing this, doing that. Nothing wrong with that, but what is the ultimate thing that you look forward to? It's when we see with our physical eyes that all tongues will confess Jesus Christ and will every knee will bow down to Him.
Yes.
But see, you and I, our lives, we live our lives in terms of witnessing this reality because spiritually it has already been accomplished for you and for me. That's why in our lives, what do? We bow down and we confess. We obey our God. Because this is the ultimate purpose of our God. That He reconciled all things to Himself. Oh, how we eagerly wait for this. Even the creation is waiting for this. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 through 24, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him, Jesus, who subjected it. In hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
Amen.
Whole universe is waiting for that day. Because that's the purpose. That Jesus will receive all the glory. That's the purpose. That's why we live in terms of that purpose. That everything that we do will be in terms of bringing glory and honor to our God. Until that day, we as ambassadors for Christ, we spread the word of reconciliation, the gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Brothers and sisters, I want all of us, and it's not what I want, but the Bible commands us, that we live our lives in terms of the ministry of reconciliation. But not only you, with your lips, tell them how God reconciled, you know, His people to Himself, but that through your life, you show that that reconciliation has already accomplished. And how you do that? How do you do that? By you obeying our Lord. That you bring glory and honor to Him. By you doing that, you show others that Jesus is the King. He already sat down at the right hand of God and He rules us as King. You show that, that reconciliation has already accomplished. You do that through your life, do that through how you live and what you say and what you think. This is what our life is all about, brothers and sisters. You're free to do all things. But remember, God said not all things are beneficial. So we choose. Choose those things that we believe that will bring glory and honor to God. Because we believe the reconciliation has already accomplished. We rejoice in that reconciliation. That there is peace between God. There is no enmity. There is no curse. There is no wrath. And that reality, how is that expressed as we live our lives here? And I don't have to repeat myself again. You already know. So let everybody look at how you live and what you say, and they conclude, whoa, there is truly the reconciliation between God and that person. Our life is a life of the ministry of reconciliation. Let us witness through our Christian lives this reconciliation in Jesus Christ. And even now, as we worship, what are we witnessing? We're witnessing there is peace between God and us. That He is delighted to see us worshiping Him, and He joyfully receives our worship. And He's not pouring out His wrath on you, curse on you. No. Very first thing that God said to you today as we gather to worship is peace and grace. As you hear those words, you go, whoa, we are reconciled to God. And not only I am reconciled to God, but you are reconciled to God, so that you are reconciled to me and I am reconciled to you. We are brothers and sisters who will love, and there will be perfect peace among us. Through Jesus' blood, this reconciliation has been accomplished. Let us, brothers and sisters, together witness this reconciliation. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done in Jesus Christ, that you reconciled us unto you. And because of that reconciliation, we are reconciled to one another. And we are reconciled to the new world. Oh, Father, perfect peace and unity and harmony. Let us witness that through the life of this church. Let us witness how we are reconciled to God. Bless us and receive much glory. We thank you and pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.